New Jersey has reached a $2 billion agreement with DuPont to settle claims it contaminated the state with toxic PFAS and other chemicals from four sites, including its Chambers Works facility in Pennsville and Carneys Point. The payments will be made over 25 years and will support communities impacted by PFAS. The chemical giant also has to remediate the sites. New Jersey's top environmental regulator, Sean LaTourette, called the deal the largest environmental settlement ever awarded to a single state.
This will position us to best support the New Jersey public and communities that have been struggling with impacts from PFAS and other chemical contamination emanating from these sites.
PFAS has been linked to serious health problems, including some cancers. Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley says he will not join President Trump's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, despite reports of the Super Bowl winner being included. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Barkley said in a post-practice press conference Monday that he was shocked by Trump's invitation after the president signed an executive order reinstating not only the council, but bringing back the presidential fitness test, which was phased out during former President Barack Obama's second term. Barkley said his team was first approached about it a few months ago, but said he was not really too familiar with what the council will be doing. In April, Barkley made headlines when he played golf with the president at Trump National in Bedminster ahead of the Eagles' White House visit, celebrating their victory in Super Bowl 59. This offseason, Barkley was named the cover athlete for Madden NFL 26, and he signed a contract extension that will make him the highest paid running back in league history. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
In sports, Philadelphia Phillies will face the Baltimore Orioles this evening. 77 degrees in Philly.